is heard from Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha that it says in the Megillah Esther, Vayehav Hamelech Es Esther Mikol Hanoshim, when he had the beauty pageant, you know, and all the women came before him, and it says that Ahasuerus liked Esther more than all the other women. Vayosem Ketzer Malchus Bereisho Vayamlicheho Tachas Vashti. So one of the older Breslovers said, Noshim, women represent Tefillah. Isho Yiras Hashem Itisawel. Which tefillah does Hashem love most out of all the different tefillahs? The tefillah of Esther, the tefillah that's done beseser, which is hispoidus, bodod, when you're alone, you're in privacy. That's the tefillah that's superior to all other tefillahs. And I heard him quote from the Shulah HaKodesh. The Shulah HaKodesh says that we say on Sukkos, Ani vohoi hoishiyono. There's, you know, I and he hoishiyono. What is that I and he? It's referring to the person and Hashem. So the Shulah HaKodesh writes that when a person davens Hashem, let's say Shmoneh Esrei, where it's like one-on-one, the other tefillah is, it's everybody in unison, everybody saying Shema out loud, and Yishtabach, and this, that. But when you go into privacy mode, like in the Shmoneh Esrei, where everybody's quiet and everybody's doing their own thing more so, or in Hisbodedus, that tefillah is on such a high level that it reaches up to the crown of Hashem Kaviyachol. How do we see this? Because the Gemara says many times that there are three things, Bonei, Chaye, Umezoinei, children and Parnosa, children, life and Parnosa. The Gemara says these things are so difficult to come by, in a sense, that lav b'schus etalia, they're not totally in schus, no, it's just doing mitzvahs alone and things like that, is not enough to get those things. Elo b'mazla talia milsa, but rather it's tolu in mazla. Now, mazla doesn't mean mazel, luck. Mazla refers to one of the highest levels of Kedusha. The Zohar HaKodesh speaks about this. Mazla. The Zohar HaKodesh says that Mazla is a nickname for the crown of Hashem, the Keser. Because the word Mazla is Begimatria three times Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponding to the three Moichim, like Chochma Bina, the Klolius of all three Moichim. So the Zohar HaKodesh says that in order for a person to be Zecha to these things, Bonei, Chaye, or Mezoina, you need a tefillah that's going to reach up, not up to Hashem Kaviyachol, but up to the crown of Hashem, which is Kaviyachol on top of Hashem, as if we could say that term. And the Zohar HaKodesh proves this from Psukim. By Parnosa, there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Place your needs upon Hashem. It doesn't say El Hashem. Logically, you should say, present it to Hashem. It doesn't say to Hashem, it says Al Hashem. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Al Hashem refers to this Mazlo, this Keser Kaviyachol, the highest level. By children, it says, Vatispal El Chano, Al Hashem, not El Hashem, but Al Hashem. And also by when Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he was told that he's going to die because he didn't get married, so it says he davened, and it says over there that Hashem said to him, Hinani Yosef al Yomecha. So the Zohar HaKodesh says, if you know your Hebrew, it should have said Hinani Oisif al Yomecha. If I want to say I am going to add to your years, it would say Hinani Oisif. Yosef is Loshen Nistor. In Hebrew we have Nochach and Nistor. Ato is Nochach. When you're in the room, I say you. When we're talking about somebody that's not present, we say, he said this and this. So the Zohar HaKodesh says, Nistor is a term for Keser. It says, Hinani Yosef al Yosef. Kaviyachol Hashem is saying, he's going to add to your life. Who's the he? Not me, Hashem, but this, the Kaviyachol above Hashem. So the Shulah HaKodesh says that it's the tefillah that a person says in privacy, where it's one-on-one, just you and Hashem alone, that's the tefillah that reaches up to this highest address. That's called Ani Vohoi, me and Hashem only, because the words Ani Vohoi are Bigimatria Mazla. Exact. That word Mazla, which is 78, is Bigimatria Ani Vohoi. Here I'm showing to you what that the chashivus of this hispoidus is, apart and above from the shachris minchamarav. Not that it gives anybody a heter not to get their money's worth from shachris minchamarav. Really, to make it count.
Yes, a quick question.
Yeah. it's brought that they told this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipolno, who was a rov of a city, was a goin oilam, you know, one of the greatest Talmid Chachamim at that time. But because there was so much talk against the Hasidim, because people were afraid, chas v'shalom, of another Shabtai Tzvi situation, everything. So each one of them, each one of the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim, before they became his Talmidim, first they went to check him out, literally, to see is he kosher or treif, plain and simple. So he writes, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes in his Sefer, that he came to the Baal Shem Tov, and he heard Divrei Torah from him, and then afterwards they davened Marav, I think, Mincho Marav, and he says that in the middle of the Tefillah, Portza Bebechi, he burst into tears like he had never ever done before in his life. And that's what made him realize that he was, and he understood that that explosion in tefillah was related to the Torah he had just heard. Because he understood that it wasn't coming from him. Proof is, it never happened to him before. He understood that he was being shown that the Torah that he heard wasn't regular Torah. This was a different level completely, and it showed itself in a change in his tefillah. Ad kan hakofa beis. Continuing on in Hilchas Nachlois, Halacha Dalet, in middle of Ois Chof Gimel. And we're starting from the top of page 107. The last piece we were just talking about, that this is based on Torah Beis, Rabbi Nezal says there that one of the most important things that a person needs for tefillah is Tikkun HaBris. And Rabbi Nosenzal showed here that Tikkun HaBris, one of the most simple examples of Tikkun HaBris is a bris milah, a technical bris milah, which is a two-step procedure, chituch and priya. And Rav Nosenzal went on to show the kesher, that just like if we're saying that bris, Tikkun HaBris, is a prerequisite for tefillah, so too, these two steps in the bris milah have direct kesher to the topic of tefillah. Because Rav Nosenzal said that when it comes to a person davening, there are two things, two attitudes that could prevent a person from davening. Attitude number one is, tefillah doesn't help. Got to do it yourself. If you do it, it happens. Tefillah is nothing. And Rav Nosenzal referred to that as the klipa of Esav. Esav is miloshen asiyah. Everything is asiyah. Tefillah doesn't exist. Then there's a second attitude, which Rav Nosenzal says is just as problematic, where a person davens, they daven once or twice, and then instead of going back for more, instead of continuing relentlessly to batter Hashem with tefillos, the person stops, figuring, it's enough, I davened already, Hashem heard my tefillah already. And Rav Nosenzal says, even sometimes when you're davening for a particular item, the person's davening for parnosa, and then something happens, something comes through for them in a big way, and instead of the person realizing that I see it worked, keep going. Don't assume that this is your permanent solution for life. Keep davening for it. The person stops right there. And that's another mistake. And Rav Nosenzal calls that the klipa of Yishmoel, Miloshen Kishoma Kel. He's assuming that Hashem heard already. Hashem heard me already and listened to me already, so I don't have to daven further. Corresponding to that, in the Bris Milah, we have the two-step procedure, the chituch of the orla, represents getting rid of klipas esov, and the priya, that second membrane, that thin membrane, the folding over, represents addressing the klipas yishmoel, which one of the main purposes of Tikkun HaBris is to help our tefillah. This is what we spoke about till now, and now we're in the middle of the piece. And Rav Nosenzal is in the middle of addressing this klipas yishmoel, the fact that a person, just because Hashem gave him a Yeshua, doesn't mean he should stop davening. Ki adayin onu tzrichen harbe Yeshua ismoid kol yemei chayenu. Because we still need a lot of Yeshuas for our whole life, ad shenizke lamash onu tzrichen lovoi, till the person will get to where he's supposed to get to. Asher b'shvil zeh bonu l'olam hazeh. That's what we came to this world for, to achieve certain goals. So just because you hit certain milestones in those goals doesn't mean that you can go into retirement. The alkein tzrichen adayin laharbois betfila. That's why the person still has to daven a lot, even after they saw results. The kanal, as we said earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal shows where this is found in Megillas Esther. V'zeh shemotzinu be'Esther, this is why we find by Esther Amalka, shehi bechinas hatfilo shel klal Yisrael kanal. We showed earlier that Esther is symbolic of the tfilois of klal Yisrael. Shafilu kisharuaso Yeshua gedoyla v'niflo v'nisim noiroim koele. Even after she saw unbelievable miracles and Yeshua's, shekvar huchrach Haman leharkides Mordechai baruchoy voir, to the point where Haman, who was all the way on top of Ahasuerus's government, and everybody was bowing down to him and worshiping him, and it looked as if he was in charge of everything, and then suddenly in one swoop, Hashem made the story where Ahasuerus couldn't sleep at night, he brought the records, and he took Haman to be the one to be the servant of Mordechai, that Haman should dress Mordechai and groom him and put him on a horse, and Haman should be the crier that goes before Mordechai saying, that Haman was obligated laharkivas Mordechai borchoy voyir velikroy lefonov kochoye yaselo ish v'acharkach nofal legamri v'tolu oyser alo eitz. And then afterwards, Haman had a complete mapola to the point where they hung him up on a tree. Afal pikein, despite seeing all of that, gam acharkach, even after all of that, ksiv, it says, vatoisef Esther, vatedaber lefnei amelech, Esther kept going, and she spoke before the king. Vatipoy lefnei raglov, she fell before his feet. Vatev, she cried. Vatischanin loy, and she pleaded with him, lehaavir esras Haman, to wipe out all the evil that Haman had set into motion, the decrees and everything. Hainu, what's the message in this for us? Because the Gemara says that whenever it says Hamelech in Megillas Esther, it has a dual meaning. Sometimes it's referring to Hashverosh, but it's also referring to Hamelech, the king being Hashem. So when it says here that Esther Amalka was pleading and crying to Hamelech, it means she was davening to Hashem. Hainu afilu kishekneses Yisrael roye Yeshuois v'nisim gedoilim v'nifloim. Even after the Jewish people see tremendous salvation and miracles, awesome miracles, Shasitrachra Noflamoid, whereby the Sitrachra has had a major mapola, major defeat, Afalpikain Eno Mistapkemozem, they don't allow themselves to be satisfied with that. Vadayan Heim Oimdim Umispalalim Uboichim Umishamilafonov. But rather they still stand before Hashem and pray and cry and plead like a child who's pleading with his father. Sheyavir esroas Haman, that the father should remove completely all the evil of Haman. Not Haman being dead isn't good enough. There's things that he set into motion during his lifetime that we got to get rid of that also. Legamri, to remove it completely, meaning sheyizke lehitoher ulehikadesh legamri. This represents the Jew pleading with Hashem that he should be zeche to complete purity and complete holiness. Because despite the fact that Hashem has already done miracles for us and made salvations for us, and we have to praise Hashem for it, and to be super happy at all times for all the wonderful things that Hashem has already done for us, despite that, we still have to daven a lot. Ki adayin onu tzrichim Yeshuois Rabois kol yemei chayenu, because we still need major Yeshuois for our entire life. V'zeh bechinas, this is why it says that right after this incident, where Mordechai saw Haman groveling in the dirt, where Haman was the one who had to dress him and groom him and lift him up on the horse and be the crier before him, what did Mordechai do? Mordechai didn't go home to celebrate. It says, Vayoshov Mordechai el Beisoi. Mordechai returned to his house. Va'om Razal. And the Gemara says in Megillah, Sheshov Lesakoi V'Tanisoi. Mordechai went back to putting on his sackcloth and to continuing his fast. Why? I mean, he saw that it's all over for Haman. He didn't take the attitude it was all over. Just because he saw Haman have one major defeat, he didn't assume it was all over. Hainu kanal, as we said before, she'afal pi shero Yeshua kazois, despite the fact that he saw such a major Yeshua, afal pi kein tzoak yoiser, he screamed more. It simply motivated him to go at it more. Not to say, oh, now I can go into we won. You say we won too early, you win the battle and you lose the war. A person has to know that in life there are battles and there's the war. And when a person wins a particular battle, they have to know that that has to give them the motivation to keep going till they win the war. Till they can say, Ibe springen, I made it. Now, Rav Nosson Zal jumps back to the topic of Mila now, to show how that's connected here. The Alkein, based on what we've just learned, you could understand why the law in Shulchan Aruch is Mol v'loy pora ki'ilu loy mol. That if the Mohel only removes the Arla, he slices off the Arla, but he doesn't do the Priya, he doesn't peel back that inner skin and do the second procedure of the Bris, it's considered as if the child did not have a Bris. It doesn't count. Why? Ki kishe'enoi poirea ve'enoi mevatel klipas Yishmoel, because even if the person gets rid of klipas Esav, fine, I admit that tefillah helps. I'm not one of those non-believers who say that tefillah is nothing. Fine, I got rid of the Esav in me. I believe that tefillah definitely helps. But the person hasn't gotten rid of the Yishmoel in him. Umisrashil bitfila machmas shenidmeloy shekvar poal bitfilo seharbe the canal. But the person takes a lazy attitude in tefillah because he feels he's already accomplished a lot. He's done so. He's come so far. He's made it. Shezehu b'chinas klipas Yishmoel. This is what we referred to earlier as the klipas Yishmoel. B'chinas klipas ha-priya, which corresponds to the klip of priya kanal, as we said earlier. Aydezeh chas v'shalom nis'akev gemar Yeshuasoi. This causes his final Yeshua. This causes the conclusion for that person, the winning of the war of that person, to be delayed. And that person's golus ends up stretching out and stretching out. Because the person's being lazy-ish about davening. He's up. I was matzliach already. I'm okay already. I'm beseder already. Ve'oz yachzor v'yisoyer b'chinas klipas esov shehu amolek shehu b'chinas klipas ha'orlo v'yatoim v'yatamtein liboy legamri imeles chazik b'tfilo me'achar sheroye sheze kama shetzoyek v'einayneme. So Rav Nosson Zal shows us, you know what's going to happen to this guy? What's going to happen is he's not going to daven. He's going to stop davening at first because he feels he's accomplished so much already with tefillah, he's entitled to a sabbatical. He can take a sabbatical from tefillah. He'll take a couple of years vacation. Then what happens? A couple of years go by, and nothing happens in his life. He doesn't move forward, or chas v'shalom, instead he has setbacks, he moves back, and then he falls back into klipas esav, where he ends up saying to himself, hey, look at this, so many years are going by and I'm getting nowhere. And he forgets that it's because he didn't continue the tefillah, and now he starts losing his faith in tefillah completely again. As a result of his allowing Klipas Yishmoel to be in him, as a result of his saying that I davened enough, he goes on vacation from davening, and time goes by, and then he reevaluates the situation and sees, hey, it's 10 years since I'm a religious already, and look, I haven't really gotten anywhere yet. And then he falls back to klipas esav, chas v'shalom, saying, tefillah doesn't even help. I prayed already, and look where I am. And he doesn't realize that it's his own fault because he stopped in the middle. That's why it says, mol v'loy pora keilu loy mol. That if you removed klipas esav, but you didn't remove klipas Yishmoel, it's as if you didn't remove klipas esav at all, because esav will come back to get you. If you don't do, it's double or nothing. If you don't do a job on that second klipa, the first one's going to be choyzer v'ner. It's going to come back again and hit you.
But the assumption is that the klipa will always exist. It'll never leave.
yes and no. You'll keep getting to higher and higher levels of this. There's Esav of Yishmael on the first floor, there's Esav of Yishmael on the ninth floor, you know, etc. It'll always exist, but in different forms. Rav Ezra has a chapter in Likutei Moharan where he shows that the Yetzirah of the Tzaddik is something completely, completely different from our concept of Yetzirah. It's got nothing to do with a base desire for women or food or that kind of baloney. It's something on a completely different level. He has the Yetzirah, but it's a different situation from what we're used to.
So what about Balchurus who couldn't choose?
There's a tikkun. I'm not sure. I think in halacha there are ways of correcting it, if I'm not mistaken. Unfortunately, you should know that today in the modern world, modern Orthodox, and that kind of thing. Again, this is part of their higher level understanding, where they think that this thing, this priya mitzitza bepeh, is prehistoric times. You know, that the caveman used to do such things, where the moel puts his mouth by the bris and draws some of the blood. That's called mitzitza. Or even the priya is something which even those moels that can do the chituch, which is much easier, the priya is much harder. It's a much more delicate operation, and not every moel is qualified to do it properly. And that's where we run into problems. We're being shown here that that's a more delicate klipa, and that takes a whole second level of work, avoida, to get rid of that.
And you tell me the pinprick method is also an acceptable way, that if the person didn't have proper bris, that with a proper moel...
Drawing blood,
right.
Yeah.
If the person make tshuva, if he's in not knowing if he had the proper bris or not, is there a tshuva for it?
I believe yes. I believe a person has to check with a rabbi what should be done. You know, what should be done it's technically. Yes. For
sure.
I once heard that. I once heard that. That the Arabs, Yishmael, the nation of Yishmael, they hold from Bris Mila, but they only do the Chituch, not the Priya. That's the difference. Because the Priya is Klipas Yishmael.
And they don't want to get rid of Yishmael.
Of course, exactly. In the Bnei Yisachar, the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, there's a place where there's a whole, I don't remember at this minute where, there's a place where there's a whole major discussion explaining the Jews versus Edoim and Yishmael, and showing exactly how many, many things within the laws, natural, you know, how we conduct ourselves, show where Esav and Yishmael stand. For example, that's where he shows, I think it's where he discusses the Bris Ben Absorim, about Avraham Avinu being made to walk in between two items, and he shows over there how Yishmael celebrates Friday, their Shabbos is Friday, and Edoim, their Shabbos is Sunday, whereas by the Yidden, it's Lahavdil Shabbos, you know, it's that seven, the middle, it's in between the two. And there are many items, I think, that he points out there showing what the differences are.
They have the whole Friday off?
That's their day of prayer. That's what they call Shabbos.
On Friday.
So if a person hasn't, so if the person doesn't address this Klipas Yishmael, this Klipas Esav can be Mizgaber, v'chas v'shom yuchal letamteim liboy kol kach, and it can stuff up the person's heart to such a point, ad sheyishkach legamriyes kol hayishuois shekvar ozra Hashem Yisborach, where the person ends up forgetting all the successes that they had in Tefillah years ago when they were davening seriously. As we learned earlier, sheze maisa amolek. That's the work of Amolek. Shemachnis shikha b'leiv. Amolek is the one who tries to inject forgetting into the heart of every Jew. Keilu adayin lo hischa Hashem Yisborach lo hishia klal. As if to say, Hashem has, we've been praying for generations and Hashem hasn't even begun to answer our prayers, chas v'shalom. That's what Amolek is all about. The kanal, as we learned earlier, al kain. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, mol v'loi pora ki'ilu loy mol. That if a person did the chituch but not the priya, it's as if they didn't even do the chituch. Why? If a person makes this mistake, that they start in tefillah, they make a haschalah for a couple of months or a couple of years, they're doing great, but then somewhere in the middle they stop, Choyzer v'neyar gam klipas ha'orlo, she klipas esav shu amolik kanal. Not only should they know that Amalek is winning over them, but their old buddy Esav will come back again also and play mind tricks on them to get them to forget completely the successes they had in Tefillah, so that they'll stop davening for both reasons. Number one, I davened already. And number two, who knows if Tefillah even helps? He forgot that Tefillah helps at all. Al-Kain Tzrichim Lahavir Shnehem. For this reason, a Yid has to make sure to remove both of them. Kedei lizkois lehischazek betfilah tomid. So that the person should be able to be encouraged and motivated in tefillah always, permanently. Ki tzrichin lehamin velizkor kol hayeshuois vahnefluis shekvaros Hashem Yisborach imonu mimitzrayim vadheino beklolius beprotius. Because a Jew has to believe and believe in and remember all these successes, all the victories, all the miracles that Hashem did for us from the time He took us out of Mitzrayim till today, b'cholius on a global, on a general level for Klal Yisrael u'b'protius and for each and every one of us, v'lihiyos moide al ha'ova v'tzoyek losed lovoy, and a person has to always be acknowledging the past, thanking Hashem for the past, and screaming for the future. Ulehatir, and to relentlessly daven Hashem, ulehispalel harbe lashem yisporah kol yemei chayenu, and to daven a lot for the full length of our lives. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Bezeh shomra zal." This note that in 2 days, Bashkocha, in 2 days is Parshas Zohar. This Shabbos we read Parshas Zohar, where we say Zohar es asher osa lecho Amalek. Now, remember what Amalek, remember, because Amalek, and the whole paragraph ends with the words Loi Tishkoch, to know that this is what Amalek is all about. The Klipas Amalek of 1994 is this Klipa that's going to try to get every one of us to forget the things which, if we would remember, we would have super motivation to be religious or to pray more. And you have to beg Hashem, give me the ability to remember what I'm supposed to remember. Because Rabbeinu Zal said that shikha is a very good thing. There are certain things which, if you couldn't forget them, you couldn't go on in life. Rahman Salam. People have certain painful experiences. A woman goes through childbirth, and the only way in the world that it's possible for her to have another kid is the fact that Hashem gives her the ability to forget, to some extent, the excruciating pain and everything of childbirth. So here again, by men and by women, there are certain things that it's a mitzvah to forget. But there are certain things that it's also to forget. It's also to forget the Yeshuas and the Nisim and all the good things that Hashem did for the person. Especially the things that they were zecha to help make happen through their tefillah. B'zeh Shomra Zal, paragraph Chofei, this is why the Gemara says, Mipnei ma ein koiren halil b'purim. Why don't we say halil on Purim? And one of the answers that's given is, this I understand when it comes to Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hallelu Avde Hashem, V'loy Avde Paroi. Because when we came out of Egypt, in Egypt, we were servants of Paro. By coming out of Egypt, we became servants of Hashem. We got rid of the yoke of Paroi. So that's why we say Hallel. Because Hallel begins with Hallelu Avde Hashem, Yehi Shem Hashem Avraham, that we're servants of Hashem. Avol hocho, whereas when it comes to the holiday of Purim, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Haman. The Gemara says, even after Haman was defeated and everything, the Jews were still under the rule of Achashverosh. So we can't say Hallelu Avdei Hashem wholeheartedly. You understand? That's one of the reasons it's given why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Because when the miracle of Purim came about, even though it was a partial success in that Haman and his whole caboodle were put in the garbage, but the Jews weren't yet taken out of the servitude completely like by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here they remained under the authority of Achashverosh even after the story of Purim was over. That's one opinion in the Gemara. V'Rava Omar, whereas Rava says in the Gemara, Kriyosa Zehu Hilula. The reading of the Megillah that we do on Purim, that's the Hallel of Purim. That's like saying Hallel. And these are presented in the Gemara as two different opinions. One opinion is, it makes sense not to say Hallel on Purim, because the miracle was only a partial one in a sense. This Yeshua was only a partial one. The other opinion says, no, on the contrary, we have Hallel on Purim. The Hallel of Purim is the Megillah reading. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu hach v'loi pligi. These two seemingly conflicting opinions are really saying the same thing. Ki Hallel oimrim al geula shlema. When do we read Hallel? When the Jews experience a total solution. Kemo yitzias Mitzrayim, like when they went out of Egypt. Shiatzonu me avdus lecherus legamri, where we went from servitude to complete freedom. Sha'alze nikbu kol hayomim toivim shenikroi koidesh shebahem hu bitul malacha. It's on that basis that we have the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where we don't go to work. Work is forbidden on those days. Ki oz nizbatel zuamas anochosh. Because on those days, the filth of the snake was wiped out completely. Malchus HaRishah. The Malchus HaRishah had a complete defeat. Aval bePurim, whereas when it came to the holiday of Purim, Adayin loimis batla Malchus HaRishah legamri. The Malchus HaRishah was not totaled. It wasn't wiped out completely. Ki akati avdei Achashverosh shanan. Because even after the miracle of Purim, we were still servants to Achashverosh. V'alkein be'emes Purim mutar basias melacha. That's why al pi halacha, you are allowed to do work on Purim. You are allowed to turn on the light and all those kind of things. V'alkein ein boi halel. And that's why we do not say halel on Purim. So on one hand, that's watering down this holiday. Hey, so it's not such a big celebration. Avul be'emes zehu bi'atzmoi toikif hanes nifla shel Purim. And you might think that this is a put-down for Purim. On the contrary, this shows you how spectacular Purim is. Shehu godol mikol hamoyadim. It's superior to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos in certain ways. Kemoy Shem Razal, as we learned in the beginning, that all the holidays are going to become bottle and Purim won't become bottle. Why? Watch Rav Nosson Zal explain this now. Ki ikar hanes v'ha'heoro haniflo v'atzuma shel Purim hu shonu mamshichem aleinu ha'or naflo kazoy shu'ahor ha'smodchai shenizke lizgaber b'tfilo gam b'imei arichos ha'golos hazeh kanal. The chiddush of Purim is that despite the fact that the person is still in Golos, it's such a powerful light that it sustains the person even in Golos. There's a concept of a light that serves the person when the person's free. And there's a concept of a light that's so bright and so powerful and so good that's the light that carries the person through his most difficult, treacherous times. This is what the happiness of Purim and the celebration of Purim is all about. That we're happy with Hashem's kindness. We are confident that even now, while we're in Golos, we see that Hashem listens to Tfilos, even in Golos, and He's going to take us out speedily. Kriyoso zehu hilula. This is what Rava meant in the Gemara when he said that the reading of the Megillah, that's the Hallel of Purim. Ki ikar ha-Hallel shel Purim hu kriyas ha-Megillah. The main proclamation of praise of Hashem on Purim is the reading of the Megillah. Shemefarsem toikif hanes, which cries out the powerful miracle. Shegam bo'es arichas ha-Golos. What's the miracle? That even while we're in middle of this long golus, bo'eis shenidme Hashem Yisborach master ponim imenu, at a time when it appears as if Hashem's face is hidden from us, gam oz Hashem Yisborach shaneh atfiloseinu. Even during that period of time, Hashem is still listening to our prayers, kemoi shehoye bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Just as the miracle was during the time of Mordechai v'Esther, she'oz hoya b'soif ha-golos, where the Jews were just about at the end of the golos, which means that the golos was at its most powerful time. The golos had been going on for 70 years. It's like a boulder rolling downhill, picking up momentum in a sense. Vaharbe choshvu betol v'nidma shalem shalo yoshua deshem izbarach aleinu chasham. And there were many people at that time who calculated and mistakenly drew a conclusion that, forget it, Hashem has left the Jewish people permanently. There's no way he's going to help us anymore. Whereas Mordechai v'Esther, his chasku betfila gamoz. Whereas Mordechai and Esther did not make that mistake, but rather they motivated themselves to daven even at that time, even all the way at the end of the golus, ad shezochu lanes, until they were able to achieve a miracle, even where they were at. In other words, even what before the golus was over, va'onu mamshich moleinu haheora hagidoy lahazois bechol shana v'shana. And we, who celebrate the holiday of Purim every single year, we're drawing on that light that, that sustained them during that time, in the middle of the Golus, to daven Tashem. L'hischazek b'tfila tomid b'chol yemei arichas ha-Golus hazeh. To encourage ourselves to daven constantly, even during this lengthy Golus. She'af al-pi she'akati avdei ha-Hashveirosh Hanan, meaning, despite the fact that today also we're still servants of Ahasuerus, meaning Umalchus Harisho Moshele Salenu Kolkach, meaning that today also the non-Jewish government or the secular government is still ruling over us in such a powerful way. Afal Pikein Onu Betuchim Bechazdoi, still we're confident of the kindness of Hashem. Umechazkim Atzmenu L'spal El Tomid, and we encourage and motivate ourselves to daven constantly, just like they did then while they were still in Golus. Ad Sheyichmaru Rachma Voleinu, until Hashem's kindness will be activated towards us, will be aroused towards us. V'ze Iker HaHalel Shel Purim, and that's the big deal, that's the celebration of Purim, that's the Shevach of Purim. Kriyosa Zehu Hilula, that the reading of the Megillah, that's the Halil, meaning Kize Ikra Haheola Shemamshichim Bepurim, that this is the main light that each and every one of us is expected to draw upon ourselves on Purim. Shegam Beavdusenu, that even now, while we're still in servitude, we're still in Golus, Ba'arichas HaGolus, during this lengthy, lengthy Golus, Nischazek Betfila Tomid, we're given the motivation and the inspiration to daven constantly. Sheze Iker Mechias Klipas Amolek, that's the main concept of wiping out the Klip of Amolek, Alidei Toikev Gidulas Mordechai Shemeir Aleinu Oz Kanal, through the great power of Mordechai that shines on us during this day of Purim. Question is, where is Mordechai and Esther today? The answer is the word Esther. Analyze the word Esther. It's the same Esther. The word Esther means hidden. You think in those days, the American Jewish Appeal, American Jewish Committee, all of these, you think they all knew Mordechai and Esther?
Yeah.
It was during each, in every generation, including Moshe Rabbeinu's generation. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, and it says, in fact, the last words in Megillas Esther are, the last word in Megillas Esther is, ki, the last sentence, ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi, mishne la-melech ha-Hashveirosh, Mordechai the Jew was viceroy to King Ahasuerus, meaning he rose to a very high level. The Godoy la-Yehudim, he was great for the Jews. V'rotzui l'roi vechov, and he was accepted by most of his brethren. And the Gemara comments on this. Look at this, Mordechai, this tzaddik who showed them such spectacular miracle, and still there were skeptics during his time. There were many that didn't believe in him and didn't. He was only Rotzi L'Roi Vechov. And that's today's problem also. That's the problem throughout all the generations, that the leading tzaddikim, and as we get deeper into the Golus, the problem is that the tzaddikim amitim become Rotzi L'Miutechov. They become less and less accepted by the Jewish people. A smaller and smaller minority of Klal Yisrael are willing to accept the tzaddik emes, or the true derech of the tzaddik.